Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
People are surveying the damage and boarding up shop windows after last night's violent reaction to the announcement that a grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has ordered additional National Guard troops to the city. We're going to speak now with a 30-year-old community activist, Tori Russell. He's co-founder of the group Hands Up United and joins us on the line now from St. Louis. Tori, what is your mission today? What are you doing?
We're going to be out in the street, and we're going to shut it down. We can't go on about our lives ignoring that it's black and brown people being killed every day by the police, and we're not going to take it. So we must shut everything down until we be a part of that change.
What are you talking about, shutting everything down?
Whatever. Streets, whatever.
How will that bring you more toward your end goal of seeking justice if you say it wasn't done?
We can't allow people to go about the day ignoring this human right crisis that's going on, not only in Ferguson, but everywhere. People are upset. They have righteous anger. They have righteous gripes and grievances, and they must be addressed immediately. And that's going for our local government as well as to the President of the United States.
I know that you and other activists have been doing nonviolence training. When you call for shutting down streets, et cetera, a lot of people could hear that as being disruptive, as promoting unrest. Have you seen any kind of gain from the nonviolence training? Are you still fully behind it?
I'm fully behind it. The unrest brought about a lot of conversations, a lot of dialogue. Even here, I wouldn't be on NPR today speaking about race relations or Ferguson if it wasn't for the civil unrest. This country was founded on civil unrest.
There's nonviolent and violent civil unrest.
So it's massive amounts of people in the street. That's civil unrest. And I think those are the philosophies and the key things that I stand for, that I'm for, and that the organizers have been organizing.
So what do you say then to those people, Tori, and I understand you still have a long way to go in your work, but what do you say to those, for instance, last night, for whom, and these are the promoters of some violent action, for whom the idea of nonviolent responses seems to have fallen on deaf ears?
That's an unprecedented act. What you saw. You saw an unprecedented grand jury case, and you had an unprecedented emotional reaction to that. I believe that the cries and the things that we've been talking about has been ignored by the same leadership of the politicians, and now we have their ears. I'm not condoning any violence. I don't condone any looting or rioting, just like I don't condone people being killed in the streets. So we must make that clear that we're not here. We don't advocate for crime or violence, but we must get to the core issues that set up why we're here in the first place, which is people feel that their voices will not be heard, will not be listened to, and they don't know a means in which that they can get the communication out to the elected officials.
So what do you see as the channels for getting the communications out? And what do you see as the channel for change? Are you looking to the Justice Department, to local officials, or who?
I'm looking to everybody. It first has to go to the elected officials. They were elected to lead. I believe that they all these things are on their watch. And these people need to step up, and they need to come to community leaders and just the people in general and ask them, what do we need? You know, everyone knows that we have a poor educational system, a poor economic situation, and those are the first two things that we need. But most importantly, we need policing to remove itself or remove racial bias from the policing, period. The community is continues to tell you this. People are not listening. Maybe people will listen. I'm hopeful. I'm still trying to save a little hope that the elected officials will come to their senses and actually do something this time.
Tori, just one more real quick thing that has to do with the grand jury itself. The jury, as you know, Tory, was made up of 9 whites, 3 blacks, local people who met, pored over a lot of testimony, 70 hours of testimony, 60 witnesses,
a lot.
And in fact, there is an unprecedented amount of transparency to what they read and saw and the people they talked to. It's publicly available right now. Do you place no credence in what they did and what they decided?
I believe that the justice system or the injustice system is set up perfectly to disenfranchise people. Bob McCullough is passing the buck. He's a prosecutor. He can go over the evidence and say it's enough at least for probable cause to go to trial by jurors.
Tory Russell, speaking to us from St. Louis, is co-founder of the group Hands Up United. Tory, thanks a lot for talking to us.